Fluent Tibetan, Unit 1, Part 1, the 30 consonants. Section A, the first four rows. The Tibetan alphabet looks strange initially, but it is not difficult to learn. Traditionally, the 30 consonants are learned first. They are arranged systematically in rows and columns. The members of a given row or column usually share certain characteristics, as you will see. Figure 1 shows all 30 consonants. They will be read as Tibetans traditionally read them, by row, left to right, and top to bottom. The first row.
Ka. 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 Nga.
Please repeat each consonant.
Ka. 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 Nga.
Ka. 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 Nga.
In this row, as in the next four, the consonants follow a pattern related to tone and aspiration. The first consonant in the row is high in tone. A consonant that is high in tone, marked in the phonetic system by a macron over the letter, is pitched higher and more sharply than are the lower tones. In the first five rows, the consonant in the first column lacks aspiration, and the second consonant in the second column has strong aspiration. Aspiration refers to the amount of breath expelled with the consonant. When a sound is aspirated, a puff of breath will be felt if the hand is held close to the mouth. Consonants in the second column have a moderate pitch, neither high nor low. Third column consonants have a moderate amount of aspiration and are low in tone and less affected by a prefix or head letter, as will be explained below. Notice the differences between the first and second column consonants.
Ka. 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 Ka.
Ka. Ka. Ka. Ka. Ka. Ka.
In speaking Tibetan, it is important to use the proper tone and aspiration. Not doing so will cause you to be misunderstood.